kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
Could you begin by explaining to listeners how you discovered the story of Stig Hogenkamp?
Yeah, well, I came across the there was a documentary made about his life, and I came across it while I was watching public television. And after about watching it for about 10 or 15 minutes, I started to sense this kernel of an idea that this amazing story that happened to this man, Mark Hogenkamp, could, you know, be expanded into, I think, a really compelling feature film. And that was the genesis of it for me.
Yeah. And the story basically is that in April 2010, he was attacked by five men outside a bar, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Who beat him almost to death after he told them that he was a cross-dresser.
Yeah, so then they beat him so severely that he had no memory of his past life. And he, you know, he was an illustrator, but he could no longer draw. So to sort of deal with this severe trauma, he started to create this elaborate miniature world in his backyard that was populated with these action figures and fashion dolls, and then he would photograph them, and then ultimately his photographs were discovered, and they were presented in an art gallery in Manhattan. So that's the true story of Mr. Hogenkamp, and I thought that a movie could be really interesting if we could bring that doll world to life and let the audience see what was going on in Mr. Hogenkamp's mind's eye, and these elaborate stories that were in his imagination, and let that be, you know, the focus of the movie. And so that's what excited me about doing this.
Yeah. So what we had was this village, which he created and kept in his backyard. The documentary, which was also shot, and then which you saw, and then your movie.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did he contribute in any way to the film? Did he talk to you? Did you interview him? Or
yeah. Myself and Steve Carell, we went and met with him and spent time with him and visited him in New York where he lives. And, but, you know, he was a wonderful man, and he's very, very respectful of our process. And he didn't, impose himself on what we were doing. He understood very clearly that, you know, we were going to just take a lot of, dramatic license with, his life. And there was a lot of it that was going to be, dramatized and fictionalized. And, he's like I say, he's very fine with that, and he loved the screenplay and loves what the images look like, and so it's all good.
Yeah, I read. I was just doing a bit of research. I read one quote from you where you said that you were making your school film forever.
Yeah,
what did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I think that, I mean, you know, it's hard to describe because you have to like know what they are. But, I think that some of the films that I've been making about certain characters, they're kind of some of the features I've made are very similar to some of the short films I made in film school, where the characters are sort of these outcast characters and these damaged characters who have to cope and that sort of thing. And it's just that, I think I was saying something to the effect of, maybe we just keep making our student films over and over again, just with a larger format.
Now, by the way, have you been asked or approached at all about remaking some of your movies? Seeing as that seems to be the popular thing to do.
Yeah, but I have no interest in that. Yeah.
And I read as well that Bonnie and Clyde is your favorite film. Is that correct?
Well, it's a film that I saw when I was a young kid, and it was the first time that I really understood the power of movies to move me emotionally. And I was very moved by that film. And then after I saw it, I really started to find out and research, and I wanted to find out for the first time sincerely how movies were made and what a director did and what a screenwriter did. And that was sort of the movie that really put me on the path to becoming a filmmaker.
Yeah. You're known as a filmmaker who pushes out the technical boundaries of film. Is that fair and accurate?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I think that I do that because, you know, movies have always been a technical art form. And I think that, you know, what we do as filmmakers is try to create exciting and entertaining images for the audience. And a lot of that is to present worlds and images and scenes that you can't see in real life. And so a lot of that involves having to embrace sophisticated technology. But at the same time, I think the thing that attracts me to stories that I want to tell are, you know, stories that are human stories, you know, characters that are on a journey, on a life journey, just like in Welcome to Marwen, you know, a character is got to grow. And it's basically, it has these elaborate special effects in it and these, in a lot of performance capture and these dolls that come alive. But the essence of the story is this, you know, this healing power of art that we experience through the growth of this character, Mark Hogenkamp. So that's always what I'm attracted to first and foremost. Yeah.
And by the way, are you working on a feature called The King? I don't know much about it. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I know. It's something that I'm in development on. Yeah, it's a story about King Kamehameha, who is the most famous king of the islands of Hawaii that I'm working on with Dwayne Johnson. He's a very interesting character, very interesting story.
This is a kind of life-spanning story, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a real character, but there's a lot of mythology that has grown up around it, or been mythological stories that have been told about him. So it's a very, very interesting part of history that I don't think a lot of people know about.
Robert, have you said that you're addicted to documentaries? That's all you watch on television? Is that?
Yeah, well, yeah. I find those to be really interesting, and I love watching them. And I'm on the, the documentary awards committee, the Directors Guild. So I see a lot of them. But yeah, documentaries are wonderful because you know they're based on reality. Yeah. And they're very, you get to see these wonderful stories that a lot of them you can't believe are true, you know.
Yeah. Actually, we seem to be going through a kind of golden age of documentaries at the moment.
Yeah. I think it's grown because, it's the ability to record images is becoming so simple that we now have such a library of images that have been recorded over the last 50, 60 years that I think it allows for documentaries to be made in a much more elaborate way. And that's why I think we have so many of them now.
Well, it's a great, great pleasure to talk to you. And good luck, Robert, with your movie and whatever you have coming up in the future.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
The Picture Show.
Is this where I'm going to be a star?
On News Talk 101.9.